It is absolutely my pleasure to welcome each of you to the 19th Annual Changes and Trends Affecting Special Needs Trusts. And we are going to kick it off with one of our best and brightest. Pardon me, I'm not kicking it off very nicely. Pardon me. Molly Deer Abshire with the firm of Wright Abshire is our first speaker. She's going to introduce us again, reintroduce us to Special Needs Trusts with Special Needs Trusts 101, The Basics. Molly received her JD from South Texas College of Law and her BA in English from Texas A&M University. She is licensed to practice law in the state of Texas since 1993. She is board certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization in Estate Planning and Probate and is a certified elder law attorney as accredited by the National Elder Law Foundation. She writes, she speaks, she is an expert in every regard on the subjects that she's going to visit with us about today. Please join me in welcoming Molly Deer Abshire.
Thank you, Elisa. And it is fun to talk about the basics of special needs trust because I really get to give just an overview and a roadmap of where you all are going to go for this entire presentation. Because many of the things that I'm going to talk to you about this morning at this very early opening speech, you'll hear about again and again with other experts up here telling you really more details about the things that we're going to just touch on this morning. So the first thing I want to do is just give you a scope of the presentation for today. We'll be talking about the overview of the use of special needs trust. We'll be talking about public benefits for people with disabilities, and any speech giving an overview of special needs trust will purposefully spend some time talking about the types of benefits that your beneficiary may be trying to preserve. But while I'm just going to be glossing over all of those very complicated rules, you will dive deeper into the ins and outs of public benefits in Clyde and Christina's Maximizing Public Benefits speech later this morning. So if I totally confuse you, don't worry. They'll unconfuse you later on this morning. We're also going to be talking about how those trusts affect Medicaid eligibility and which trusts you should use when you're drafting, whether it's a first-party trust or a third-party trust. We'll learn which trust to use, what the different bells and whistles are for each. You'll be able to identify the source of funding and why that's so important in the type of trust that you pick. We'll also talk a little bit about administering S&Ts, including identifying planning opportunities at the end of my presentation. But again, you'll hear even more about administering S&Ts, specifically about administering IRAs within an S&T later on this afternoon with Stephen Dale and Peter Wall's presentation on that subject. And then in regard to just the drafting part of S&Ts, right after my presentation today, you'll hear about specific drafting provisions and boilerplate language that we find in all of our special needs trusts in Benicia Flores and John Henry's speech, which is next in our lineup. So when we talk about planning with trusts, we're all familiar with the use of trusts in estate planning and how even each of those trusts are tailored to meet each client's specific need. They may be used to protect a minor. They may be used for support for a surviving spouse. They may be used for creditor protection or protection from a future divorce, a way to preserve inheritances for the next generation. They may be used as a way to create a fund for future tax liability that the beneficiaries may encounter. But we know that the type of trust that is used is determined by the specific goals that we're trying to achieve for our client. So all of these trusts offer some type of protection for the beneficiaries. All of these trusts can be used to determine how a person's money should be managed and distributed during their life and at death. All of these types of trusts have the same goal of protection, the same goal of protection that you have when you're planning with special needs trusts. So knowing that all trusts offer some type of protection, keep in mind that our special needs trusts also offer a very important type of protection, a protection from the inheritance that they're receiving, the personal injury settlement that they've been a beneficiary of, from being counted as a countable resource that is available to them, which would cause them to be ineligible for a governmental benefit that's so important to their existence.